Now let me share with you some parent insights on how to take advantage of the resources in public schools.
What is the role of the teacher or school in my child's education? My child was fortunate to have teachers that always encouraged him. He was always among the top students in his class, and his teachers believed in him. They challenged him. This helped him to always want to do his very best. This foundation that was laid from a very young age of trust and discipline helped him and molded him to become a responsible and self-motivated individual. His school has a very diverse population, so he got exposed to many kids who were not as privileged as him. As he grew older, this made him compassionate and grateful for all that he had. As the president of the township's youth council, he helped the community in so many ways. This quality of wanting to always help someone was in many ways because of the environment at his school. The high school offered many AP courses and there were many clubs. But of course, in such a large school, you have to motivate and challenge yourself. The foundation laid in the early years helped him with that, and he could take the maximum advantage of all the opportunities available. The school and the counselors always worked with him if there were any roadblocks or if there was anything that was needed to be done by the school to pursue an opportunity.
Hear from a parent whose child went to a school district that South Asians do not consider as good, yet her child got admission to an Ivy League college. Schooling is a collective activity.
To succeed in public schools, the most important thing that is needed for parents is to be involved in your child's education from the very beginning. Know your child's strengths and weaknesses and work with them. If they are ahead of the class in a particular subject, challenge them with extra work at home. Supplement their studies with extracurricular activities, sports, music, tech. When they are young, expose them to many things. If not offered at school, have them take it outside of school. Read a lot with them. Go to the school and volunteer. Volunteer to start a club and coach kids for different competitions. The idea is to get them to develop a growth mindset and help them learn to be self-motivated. Encourage them to be the best versions of themselves. Parent involvement is a key to this. Don't be a stickler for grades. They should develop a love for learning and gaining knowledge, not just study towards getting good grades for a test. It's important to foster confidence in your kids from a very young age and build a bond so that they trust you. As kids get older and more independent, you should still guide them at every step of the way without being overbearing. Encourage them to take the most challenging courses that they are able to. You should be aware of what courses, clubs, opportunities are offered in your school. You should also know what is offered in other schools, especially those that are doing very well. Depending upon your child's interests and abilities, if there's something that is not offered, you can talk with the teachers and your child's counselor and come up with a plan. Especially in high school, many schools will let you take a course from an accredited place and you can get a credit for it. The child can start a club that is not offered yet, and so on. Finally, guide your child through high school and the admissions process. Be in touch with the child's guidance counselor. Go to parent-teacher meetings. Do your homework. Research the potential colleges that your child would like to apply to and the requirements for that. Have a constant dialogue with your child and be ready to answer any questions that they may have. Be his support system that he or she can always fall back on when needed.
Don't forget to tune in next week to hear more insights from teachers, parents, students, psychologists on stress, anxiety, schools and pandemics. Decoding Education, a community resource focused on education.